Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I have joy tonight. I have joy, unspeakable joy. So go ahead and do your shout, do your dance. And this may be your first time to just relax tonight, huh? So, yeah, go ahead and get it out. Get it out. You've been holding that in way too long. I say when you feel the Spirit move you, don't quench the Spirit. Let it go. You have to roll your car window down and just holler, I've got joy. Or whatever it is that is placed up on your heart at the moment, let it be. Let it be so. Amen? When we want God to bless us, we want Him to bless us. It doesn't matter if we are around friends, if we're with family. It doesn't matter. Non-believers, when we need our blessing to come through, we are looking for that blessing to come through, right? And when we pray for our blessings, we say, God, bless me now, right? Let the showers to just fall down with my blessings. Hallelujah, right? So let's stay right there with Him. Let's give Him praise wherever we're at. Let's always be in our heart with praise and just lifting up the name of Jesus. Lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen? Amen. That's what we're called to do. Amen? You know, if our kids do something, we get so proud, and we just open our mouth, and we start to speak about their achievements, and we're just, whew, this is just something, this is my child, right? You know what? That's the way our Heavenly Father looks at us. He's always there to lift you up when someone is scandalizing your name, my sister. Don't you worry about it. Your Father's got your back. You make sure that you don't take that matter into your own hands, because He said, you know what? You don't even have to worry with that. Spend your time with me, all right? Spend your time seeking me, seeking after my heart wholeheartedly. And He said, you'll find the desires that I have for you. And then those desires that I have for you will begin to become a part of your heart so that I can give you the desires of your heart, because your desires now matches with my desires, and we're going somewhere now. Let me do the driving, though, and I take you places that you've never seen. Amen? He said, I will make your enemies your footstool. Amen? So it's not worth you taking on that battle by yourself. It's not worth you running out there on the army field or the military field just naked, screaming and hollering and wanting to fight and cut somebody out and you thinking that you're achieving something. Hallelujah. We have a Father who cares about all of our concerns, our needs, and He is willing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that He is willing to look beyond our faults and still provide us our needs. Now, that's a good God. Now, that's a good God. Amen? Amen. I just thank you, Lord Jesus. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, for tonight. And thank you for your word and your precious Spirit. Thank you for just accepting the invitation to come and live inside of us, Jesus. Thank you for our jobs and our families near and far. Thank you for our healing and thank you for our health. I thank you for answering the prayers of me, all the ones, dear Father, in your way. Dear Father, someone has got a major breakthrough today, and on their behalf, I just say thank you, Jesus. Dear Father, now there are others that are just wanting to thank you just for able to lift an arm today, dear Father, that they were not able to lift yesterday, just to see a loved one that they've been praying about that they haven't heard from, but they've heard from them today. I just thank you, Jesus, for being there and just receiving our prayers and answering our prayers in your time, in your way. Oh, we just thank you, Jesus, for providing for us and just never leaving us, never forsaking us, and always been available to us. Thank you for having such a forgiving spirit, Jesus. And now we ask that we will accept exactly what you have done for us. You have forgave us for so many things. So I pray for all the ones that are having problems with forgiveness right now. We pray for forgiveness to be able to just, that spirit of forgiveness just wash over them, just set on their hearts, just wrap it around them, dear Father, like a blanket, dear Father, just tightly knit. Dear Father, and open up their eyes to see that you're so patient with us, dear Father, but we lose our patience so quick when it's time to look at others. If they're not exactly like us, if they don't think exactly like us, we're so quick to condemn. But I ask, dear Father, that you soften the heart of somebody that is very angry right now, dear Father, and just shower them with forgiveness and let them know that they've been delivered and set free And because of that forgiveness power, the same power that you have given to them, and because now if they can just release that and just forgive someone, that they'll just be blessed. They'll just be blessed. We invite you now to just come and continue to speak to us, Jesus. Come and minister to our spirit. Lead us in the right direction, dear Father. As we seek you wholeheartedly, we know that we found you. And we just thank you as we step back. Let allow you to use our vessels to do whatever it is, say whatever it is you want to say. My precious, sweet Lord, we love you. In the name of Jesus, we say amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I just think he's so sweet. Hallelujah. Sometimes it just makes you just slow down because you don't want to miss none of his love if he just wraps his love around you. I feel the presence of the Lord right now. Hallelujah. So if you're needing prayer right now in your home, or you said, I'm not feeling the presence of the Lord, or I do feel the presence of the Lord now, what do I do now? I'm not for sure which direction I should go. Whatever the situation is that would lead you into needing to speak to someone, I just remind you that you can contact me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Again, it is walkwithmegod@aol.com, or you can always leave a voicemail here on my phone at 210-793-1370. And, of course, you can always go into the chat room or leave a message here on the Blog Talk Radio. Again, I am your host, Minister Yvonne Dumas, and I come to you live from San Antonio, Texas. And I just thank you for just taking out your time to be a part of the ministry, for praying for the ministry, and all of the things that you do. Believe me, God sees all, and he knows all. And I thank you that just for opening up your heart just to be obedient to the word of God and blessing the ministry in any way as it in return bless you. Amen. You cannot be God's giving. That's given your time. That's given your obedience to whoever he says. That may be given your finances. Whatever it is to uplift the kingdom, you cannot be God's giving. Hallelujah. As we come together, sisters and brothers all around the world, we come for one purpose, and that is to shine the light of Jesus into our past, present, and future generations, okay? Again, we're shining the light of Jesus into our past, our present, and our future generations. Amen? Thank you for joining me and doing that. I love each and every one of you. And just wanted to start our scripture tonight. Starting our scripture tonight, we're going to the New Testament, and we're going to be in 2 Corinthians, and 2 Corinthians of the New Testament. And we're just looking here and just, everyone, first of all, make sure you have your sword. The sword is the Spirit of God's Word. So you want to make sure that you're following the Word of God, that you're not just taking anyone's word for thus says the Lord, but you are following the Word of God. You have your own sword. Amen? You have your sword, and you're going in the Word, and God is revealing to you as he's revealing to me, as he's speaking to me, he's speaking to you, and vice versa. Amen? So we're speaking on 2 Corinthians. We're starting at chapter 5, and we're going to read down 1 through 10. Amen? All right, well, let's dive right into the Word. It says, taste and see that the Lord is good. So let's taste and see that the Lord is good. Now we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal home in heaven, not built by human hands. Meanwhile, we groan, longing to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling, because when we are clothed, we will not be found naked. For while we are in this tent, we groan and are burdened, because we do not wish to be unclothed, but to be clothed with our heavenly dwellings, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Now it is God who has made us for this very purpose, and has given us the Spirit
as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. I love that. Verse 6 says, therefore, we're always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. We live by faith, not by sight. And we're confident, I say, and we prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So we make it our goal to please him, whether we're at home in the body or away from it. Verse 10 says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. Amen? All right, so on this one right here, someone has requested that I take it a little slow and go back through that scripture again, okay? So I see you there in the chat room. Let's go back through it again. So it says, verse 1, we're in chapter 5, starting at verse 1. It says, now we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. So, of course, this earthly tent is our bodies, right? That's this flesh. That's this flesh that is come from dust, right? That's why we have to continue to wash it, because the dust, the dirt just builds up on us, right? Because it's from dust. So that our earthly tent, this is our bodies that we're speaking about. So this body is destroyed. That's why you may lose your limb in an accident. You may lose a part of this body, or it may get scarred up, burned up, cut up, but your spirit still dwells inside of this tent. So it says that as long as we all understand that, and now that we know that, as for speaking of our heavenly dwelling, that we, while in this earthly tent, it's not indestructible. Can and will happen. Amen? And we all are witnesses to that. But we do have a building from God. It's an eternal house in heaven. And it's not built by human hands. So we don't have to worry about, when we think about buildings or constructions, brick and mortar, we kind of think about, you know, the biggest building that must be, you know, something, just a huge building that man can build. But no, this is just like this body is. This earthly tent was created by our Heavenly Father. And the breath that we have inside of us was because it came directly from him, because we are an extension of him. Amen? So the building that we're going to have from eternal, our eternal home, is also a building from God, and it's not built by human hands. So he wants no misunderstanding of that. He wants you to make sure that you understand that it is not built by human hands. So it's nothing that you can do right now to start to, you can't buy your way, you can't put your salvation on love way or set it aside. It is the, whatever you're doing here, your reward is going to come from what you're doing while you're in this earthly tent. Let's not get ahead of ourselves, though. Let's go back to verse 2. It says, meanwhile, that's meanwhile while we're right here in this earthly tent, we groan. You know, nothing just suits us well some days. Sometimes you just wake up in the morning and it's a saying, did you get up on the wrong side of the bed? So sometimes you can just wake up and you just automatically, you may be in a bad mood, or you may haven't prayed that morning. You may didn't even feel like praying that morning. And you just see something just not right with you. So meanwhile, we groan, longing to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling, because when we are clothed, we will not be found naked. And sometimes we do. We just feel like we're just not naked as far as the sense that don't have on any tangible clothing, but just naked to the point that you just feel like I'm so all along. I feel like no one is really understanding me. I feel like I'm not important to anyone. How many people have left suicide notes because they just feel like that they're not loved by anyone? Amen? They just feel like the world is passing them by, and they're not concerned with their problems, what they have done. You know, I mean, I have a problem, and no one is coming to help me. Everybody else is just going on about their merry way, and I'm stuck. I feel like I'm stuck. I'm stuck at this marriage. I'm stuck on this job. I'm stuck raising someone else's kid. I'm stuck. I'm stuck in depression. I'm stuck in this adulterous affair, and I don't know how to get out of this thing. I'm stuck in this lesbian or gay relationship, and I'm hiding behind walls and forget about a closet. I'm hiding behind myself now because I don't know how to break free from this. I don't know how to remove this sin from over me that just follows me around and just brings things in my path. There we are. We're naked. We feel naked. So we groan because we're longing for our heavenly dwelling. And some of the people get mixed up with suicide, and they get fooled and just jolted into something like that because, again, they're thinking, they're just longing for their heavenly home. They're longing to have this earthly tent and everything about it just gone. Let me just put this aside. I want to go home. I want to be in my father's presence. And they get fooled into doing something that draws them away from this, exactly what they're looking for. But we know that's what the enemy is. That's his job, right? That's his job, is to get our attention away from our heavenly dwelling. Away from our heavenly dwelling. So when you start listening to all this stupid stuff that he's saying, pardon my expression, but that's exactly what that word should be used for. Any ideas that the enemy can put in your mind. And you know, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. So he can start playing on your thoughts. He can start just praying on your circumstance that has happened to you. And he'll start telling you things like, but you deserve to be upset. But you deserve to have respect, and no one is respecting you. You deserve to go over there and go off. They want to know why I'm going over here and going off? Because you deserve it. You know, anything that will get you, your mind, off of the real solution, the real problem fixer, the real healer, amen? He'll tell you things like, you know, they've already said there's nothing else that they can do to cure you, to heal you. Go infect as many people as you can. Don't go out by yourself. Go infect as many people as you can. You know, live life to the fullest. You're already going out. You only live once. You only live once. Be crazy with it. Do ignorant things. Take advantage of this life. And we know those things all lead you straight to destruction. The enemy's not there at the end of your destruction list. He's not there standing in the line saying, oh, okay, I'm sorry, I was wrong. Let me help you back up. No, it's never deep enough for him. You're never going to be deep enough in sin to satisfy the enemy. He's always going to try to pull you down lower. He's always going to try to do as much as he can. Because if he keeps tugging on you, he knows that you've got somebody holding your hand. He knows that you've got somebody that's caring for you. You may even have someone that's following you. So he said, if I can just get you and keep my hand around your neck, that gives me closer access to your ear. I can talk to your ear gate, and then it'll move down into your heart gate, and I can get your spirit all torn up. And if I can get you, I can get the one following you. If I can get you, I can get the ones in your household. If I can get you, I can start spreading it even out here in the traffic as you're moving back and forth through your daily routine. If I can get you, I can get your seed. Yeah, if I can get you, I can make this thing go for generations to come. Someone has got to be one to stop that, and that someone is you. So you're not listening to the broadcast by half a cent because some other preacher, teacher, or leader has spoke these same words into your spirit today. They've been speaking this everywhere you go.
You've turned on the radio. It's been telling you the same thing. Amen? Tonight in your Bible class, you was the preacher got up behind the pulpit. He spoke the same word. He asked you to come on down and lay your burdens down at the altar, but you just couldn't find your way to do that. But now here you are again, hearing the same thing, because God refuses to give up on you. He knows the plans that he has for you, and they're not to harm you. Thus said the Lord, those plans are to help you, to get you to where you can't even think of that you want to be. So you're asking for, God, just give me this here house so I can show off to the Joneses. And he said, I'm going to give you houses around the land as you travel to be an evangelist and spreading my word. But I got to clean you up. I got to clean you out. I got to get you off of this earthly tent. I know everyone has told you about your earthly tent and how fine it is and how you got it together and you just, everything is working well for you right there. But he said, I need to get your eyes to see more than just what you see in the mirror, that earthly tent. He said, because as long as you're just looking at just that earthly tent, you're blind. You're legally blind. You are legally blind. And you're going to walk into that marriage looking at that man because you're looking at that earthly tent and you're not looking at the heart or the inside of him. And you don't know the deep down in there that Israel, there's a Jacob. See, you don't see that right now because you're confused. You're blind right now. You're just looking at this earthly tent. So there's more. I'm trying to prevent you from being into more groaning. I'm going to have you next. Okay, verse 4 says, for while we're in this tent, we groan, we're burdened. Again, because we do not wish to be unclothed, but to be clothed with our heavenly dwellings. So that what is mortal may be swallowed up by my life. We want so much stuff to just disappear in our life. We're wishing, God, we're praying. What's going on with you? This burden is just too much for me. I don't want to walk around with this anymore. But yet and still we're refusing to tithe. Come on, listen to me good. Thus said the word of the Lord. So we rob God. So we can't understand why our everything that we pray for is been blocked, it seems like. We can't even get over a cold. Look, somebody passes by you and they sneeze and we catch the worst cold. He said, I will devour the enemy for your sake when you obey my word. So when we rob God, we always seem to think about just finances. But it's everywhere that he speaks. Remember, word ties together. From the beginning of it to the end, all the way through, his words tie together for the good of those who love the Lord. So your tithing is just not for your finances. Your tithing is for everything about you, every breath that you take, every prayer that you pray. I will devour the enemy for your sake. And basically, when we don't follow the word of God, when we're not obedient to it, the enemy devours us. And we all can be witness to that. There are no exceptions. The enemy will devour us. Amen. Now, it is God who has made us for this very purpose. And it is God that has given us the Spirit as a deposit in this earthly tent we're speaking of, correct? It is God who has given us. I just love because God is such a giver. He gives us. I don't know when we get home if we're going to be able to even count the amount of times that he has given us forgiveness over. We can't go. We can go almost to infinity, forgiving us. But I bet we can count the many times that we have in return extended forgiveness to God through his children. We're all created by him. So when you're hating on someone else, you still, that's through him. That's his child. It touches him when you're calling his children names. It touches him when you cannot get over and forgive what has happened to you. It touches him because he said, I've opened so many doors of opportunities to overcome that fear that you have, to overcome that hurt that you've been through, to use that pain to turn it into a positive thing, but you just throw it back away. You just throw it on the ground. I'm not ready to stop being angry, you say. I'm not ready to receive a blessing of healing, you say. I'm still stuck here in my pity party, and it feels pretty good. And I'm not for sure I'm going to come up out of this pity corner. I'm good where I'm at. I'm good where I'm at. And so you find yourself staying right where you're at. And you don't want to stay there by yourself. Oh, no, no, no. Because the enemy has you an invitation list. And he writes out the invitations and gives them to you personally. And he puts the minds and the heads together for all of those that are weak, all of those that are lost, all of those that are confused. And he gives you those names, and you personally put those on that invitation in the most beautiful calligraphy. And you take those, and you every time you pass somebody, you're trying to give out an invitation because you want them to be miserable too. You want them to be miserable too. You don't like to see anybody else making it. You don't like to see anybody else getting over their hurdles, jumping over, moving around them, whatever they need to do to get through them. But you want them to get stuck back here with you. Someone needs to look at who you're with right now. You don't have to say anything, but just cut your corner, cut your eyes over to the corner and check out who you're with right now. Are they really happy for you? Are they there to help you? Could it be right to what everybody else is saying? Could that be right? Now, I'm not saying that it is, but I ask you to just consider it. Right now, you're so in love, or you think you're so in love, or you're so in love, that you don't even want to consider that what everybody else is saying is correct. Amen? I just challenge you tonight to just step back. What's it going to hurt? How can it harm you? What is it going to hurt? Step back and look at that situation another way. Someone just got in. Hear me from the Spirit. Hear me from the Spirit. Someone just decided that you heard from the Lord that you need to get up out of this, and now you're looking back at it, and even though you had some good times and fun times, but you knew that this wasn't God's will, this here that you put together anyway. You put this together. You were afraid of something else, and you put this together. You ran into the arms of that man because you felt like he could protect you from something. You were afraid, deeply afraid of something. And you said, that's it. I'm settling here, and let's do it. And now that thing is cracked just like an egg, and it's just spilling all over everywhere. And now you can't hide that it's broken. And now everyone around you is seeing all of the stuff that's coming out of it, and now it's even getting messy. You can even, everybody's stepping in your mess. More people's getting involved in your mess. Now it's got an odor. It's getting to the point now that we're talking about is some people getting ready to throw down up in here over something that you put together. Over something that you put together. God, been forgiven God. He's opened up another door. He said, baby, here you go. He hears your cries. He hears your pleas. Your pleas. And he's allowed you now to step up out of that. You may not be all the way out, but he gave you that outlet, and you found it. But now you're hearing somebody calling your name. And it's all of those, the good points, which only may be 10%. And, oh, 90% up here of all the things that you know went wrong in that relationship. But you're hearing that 10%. And the enemy's trying to flash those good times and tell you it could be another 10%. Yeah, for what? It's going to be another 90%. But everybody goes through problems, right? Come back. If that 10%, you could have another 10% of this. God is talking to you and you're hearing him. He puts your feet in front of you. Your eyes are in the front of you. There's nothing back there for you to turn for. He's directing you to keep going. He's directing you to keep going, to keep going, to keep going. He has put a deposit inside of you, and that spirit is your deposit.
And it's guaranteeing you that what is to come is planned for you. There is something powerful. But this time, let God do it. But don't hesitate and go backwards. Don't hesitate and run back there. You know, therefore, we're always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, this body, we've got to be confident about that. As long as we are home in this body right here, we're away from the Lord. And I know everybody wants to be with the Lord, but no one wants to die. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but no one wants to die. We're confident. We know that as long as we're in this body, we're away from the Lord. That's why you ever see some of the kids like at St. Jude's or just in any local hospital, and you can find some of the sickest little kids, but they have the most strongest spirit. That deposit that has been placed in their earthly tent is connected so deep with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That they would just break you down. They'll make you think about, how do I dare? How do I complain about my wages? How do I complain about I didn't get the loan for the new car? How do I complain that my, 2,000 square foot home is not a 3,000? How do I complain? And this child is sitting there with their body is just filled with all kinds of diseases, and their spirit is so bright. Their spirit would just light up the whole ward. Hallelujah. That deposit is just connected with the Lord. And then we complain. And you know, it's because that spirit is reminding that baby that as long as they're in this body, this earthly tent here, and we're calling it our home, and as long as we get comfortable here, we can have fun and enjoy living life. Let's get that straight. Hear me from the Spirit. Enjoy what He has given us. But know that we're away from our Father. You know, we have to live by faith. We're always speaking about faith here at the ministry, right? We have to live by faith and not by sight. So that's what they're doing. They don't look at their bodies as disease-ridden. They look at the faith that they know that they have another home that's not built by human hands. They know that every man must die. Amen? Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, every living creature must die. They understand that just means dying, just means coming up out of this earth suit and going to be with our Father. Amen? We live by faith and not by sight. We're confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and in a home with the Lord. Some people, we get to the point that we don't want to let that loved one go. And we can see that they're in pain. We see that they're, every moment of them, they're in agonizing pain. Sometimes they have to be put in induced comas just to try to relieve some of the pain, but we just don't want to let them go. Because, we love them, and we want them here with us. But we have to get to the point that we understand that that body, as long as they're in that body, in that home, they are away from God. That body is out. It's outdated. It's expired. It's time for that body to go ahead and be put back to the dust from where it's at. And we can't. We will be separated from our loved ones in that aspect. But their spirit now will go on home to be with the Father. So we have to remember, we have to be of great faith and be confident and prefer to be away from the body and at a home with the Lord. So when that time comes, enjoy living life according to His riches and righteousness, so we can enjoy all the goodness of it. knowing that we do have a home to go to. Amen? When it says prefer to be away from the body and at the home of the Lord, it's not saying that you want to give up all the struggles and whatever is going on here, because that's a part of life. It didn't say if you struggle, you will have trials and tribulation. That's what we all go through. It's no one. You will never see a person. You will never meet a person, regardless of how intellectual they are, regardless of any titles that they have or any toys that they have. You will not meet anyone that's not going to go through struggles, trials, tribulations, sickness, illness. That's what happens to us. It is promised to us. Amen? Verse 9 says, so we make it our goal to please him, whether we're at home in the body or away from it. So you can't just play here and do whatever you want to do and think you're going to turn around and get, you know, be right there in his presence and all's going to be good. So we should make it our goal. That's what we should be doing, to please him, be pleasing in his eyes, whether we're still here at home in this body or away from it as we close. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. We can't carry someone there to stand in our place. But we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or whether bad. Your reward will be given unto you, whether good or whether bad. Amen? For each and every one. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. God bless each and every person. And may they be able to come to a satisfactory feeling in their heart and forgive someone tonight. May they find peace and healing at the cross. Friend, God loves you, and he wants you to know that he loves you, wants you to know that he has peace and healing for you. Just repeat after me. Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me a new person in you right now. I believe you are the Son of God, and you died on the cross for me, and I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Amen. This is your host, Evangelist Von Dumas, saying good night. See you tomorrow. God bless you. Night-night.